Has always been a huge part of my life. I started out as a classical pianist from a young age, but
Chelsea Wilde is a multi-instrumentalist with an angelic voice whose talents stretch far beyond her being musically inclined. Before deciding to pursue a career in music, Chelsea had an entire career that she gave up to follow her dream.
One thing led to another, and I just was like, all right, I'm done with photography. And I guess after like prompting from a lot of those friends and then the whole idea of booking this first tour that I ended up going on, it was just like, well, I'm done with this photography thing. Looks like me.
Soon after Chelsea booked her first gig, she headed down to San Diego to meet with a friend who will be joining her on her 3-month-long tour across the country.
I toured out to New York and back. I was in a tiny little car with my friend Gail for like 3 months, playing shows almost every night.
Even with all of the challenges of touring for the first time, Chelsea's passion never wavered. When I asked her what she would do if she wasn't doing music, her response was,
that's not even a thing I can really fathom, I guess, because music's been in my life like such a huge part since I was so young.
I asked Chelsea if she could give me a little bit of background information on some of the instruments that she played.
Piano is my first. Guitar, secondary.
Sweet little bee, come cuddle up beside me and pollinate my ears with your words.
I just got an accordion.
I don't know many people who can pick up an instrument and learn how to play it so easily. So besides her love for music, I asked her where did she get her inspiration to learn these things.
My father was actually a musician, so it's like in my blood, and I did grow up listening to like his demos and like a few of like his records that he put out.
There were a few bumps in the road for Chelsea. One being that she had to take care of her sick mother, who was not a supporter of the type of music she was interested in making.
I was raised by a parent who was definitely very anti any sort of music that wasn't church music. Anything apart from that was terrible. So I wasn't even really able to listen to my father's music. And as she grew older, I had to take care of her. She got really sick.
After a few years of being ill and under Chelsea's care, her mother sadly passed away. While this would logically seem to open up the opportunity to create the type of music that she was interested in, instead, it took an emotional toll on her that forced her into reclusion. Chelsea took a 6-month hiatus in which she was unsure she would ever play or write music ever again.
I couldn't look at the piano, I couldn't open it, I couldn't sing, I just couldn't do it. And then finally, about 6 months later, I sat down and just started pounding out these like dark tones on the piano and kind of just started crying while I was playing this super like minor weird crap on the piano.
This was a moment of clarity for Chelsea. Even though she was going against her mother's wishes, she felt it was in her best interest to get back into music because it was always a dream of hers.
I mean, I think when it comes down to it, everyone should follow their dreams. If you have something you're passionate about, don't just not do it because someone says you're supposed to do something else, and that's not like the way the world works. If something makes you happy and completes you, that's what you should follow. And I think that's just it.
Just look at me like that, like I'm carved out of stone.
To hear more music from Chelsea, follow her on Spotify, Apple Music, and Bandcamp under the moniker Minor Birds. Thanks for listening.